It's time for Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. A look at real estate and property management in the Great Land. Alaska Realty Today, brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Hi, I'm Lisa Maynard.
I'm Kirk Maynard.
And welcome to Alaska Realty Today. And we're very lucky to have a special guest in the studio.
Jamie, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Jamie is a realtor with us at Next Home Arctic Sun, and she has just completed her first year in real estate, and we thought it'd be a good time to bring her in and talk about what she learned and what she expected and what surprised her. And one of the reasons we thought of this is during COVID, it seems like a lot of people are making some career shifts, and about 25% of the population is either thinking about changing their job, or is going to change their job.
Yeah, Jamie, I wanted to know, I can't remember if you got into real estate right as COVID was hitting, right before, right after. Refresh my memory.
Yeah, so it happened right before COVID. I had been thinking about making a career change, but then when COVID hit, I just kept thinking I didn't want to come out of COVID, not kind of expanding my education or doing something different. And I had definitely been looking for a change, and real estate was the direction I wanted to go in. And funny enough, I heard David Prue's ad on the radio, and I just felt like it all came together for me. Called him up and got into his class immediately. And that was something that I definitely wanted to do during COVID. And so I was afraid that maybe he wouldn't be hosting the classes, but he said that he was. And so I made that happen.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll actually have David Prue's here next week to talk to you more about how to get into real estate and his training. But so what drew you to real estate? Were the gods calling? What made you think real estate?
Yeah, so I have friends that have been in real estate for quite some time, and I just knew that I needed a change. I had been working at the university, so I worked in housing. I've been doing housing, so I wasn't unfamiliar. It wasn't unfamiliar territory for me, but I definitely love customer service. I love helping people. And fantastic in sales. So my parents have owned their own business. So I've worked in sales before for quite some time, helped them run their own business, that kind of stuff. So I just felt like I wanted to marry all of that. And I really wanted to work with a team doing that. So I started researching that really heavily. Being in an education background, I was like, oh, I need to make sure that I'm making the right choices. And everything just kind of lined up, and I felt like this was definitely the right move. It would allow me some freedom to kind of expand on all of that.
Nice. All good reasons. And so let's talk about, if somebody's thinking about getting into real estate, let's talk about your first year. And I think I prepped you a little bit for your first year. It's pretty rare somebody doesn't have a crazy first year. I swear to God, all the weird stuff happens their first year, and you weren't an anomaly. So
yeah.
Tell me about your first year. What kind of craziness did you see? And I just want to make sure that if people are thinking about getting into real estate, they need to know that, you know, your first year can be kind of weird. And a lot of people do fall out their first year. So if you can make it past the first year, then you're doing well. So yeah, yeah. Tell me how it went.
No, I think it was absolutely wild. I definitely, and I know this, you know, I think I definitely chose the right team. And I think that's something that I would say is the foundation, is that you want to make sure that you have a great broker, even though you're here with me. But I do say that because I definitely think you need to be able to lean on that support, be able to ask questions. And to have somebody to help you navigate, because there were things that even with all the experience that I have, I had never seen some of those things before. So whether it was contractually, whether it was, you know, I've dealt with angry parents before, I've dealt with angry clients before, but it was like people maybe want to pull out, or they're not satisfied, or you're giving them advice following along with policy and procedure, whether that's a comp. And then all of a sudden they're just, you know, wildly picking something, or they want to sell, they want to list, you're doing all this work, and then they no longer want to list with you. And things fail. You know, we're dealing with Alaska, so it's like you have a heating problem, or things are falling off a house, or, you know, even trying to find, I drove around one time, I think for 3 hours, trying to find the location of a home, even though we were given directions of that house. And I've lived in Alaska my whole life, so
Google Maps can steer us wrong many a time. They're slowly working on it, but yes, we've had the same thing happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, just crazy things. So I think, I don't think I would have gotten through that if I didn't have a great other realtors to lean on that helped me. Everybody was willing to give me advice, was willing to help me navigate that. Again, as a broker, you were willing to answer all my questions available via text or email. I think that, you know, if I was going to say anything.
A lot of phone calls, too.
A lot of phone calls, yes. And after hours, I think that, you know, I mean, I've always worked an after-hour job. I've never had a job that wasn't that was 8 to 5 for me. But I think that if you think that this is going to be an 8 to 5 job, you're really available for your clients around the clock because your clients are at all different time zones. They're maybe they're getting off work and they want to go see a house at 9 o'clock because that's all that works for them. And you really have to have some flexibility. And I think that you really prepared me for that. I think the class really prepared me for that. And a lot of organization. You really have to be organized and ready to go and be mobile.
And I will warn you, if you're thinking about getting in real estate, please think about having a life. You don't need to be all nights and weekends. In fact, my real estate coach taught me early on to try to train your clients to meet with you like a professional, like they would their doctor, dentist, lawyer, during business, you know, what we consider normal business hours, especially if you have a family, you want to be able to have your nights and weekends with your family. So I think I did one day a week where I would do nights if somebody just couldn't get out of work to go take time to look at the biggest purchase in their life. So if that's the case, then I would break out on a night. But otherwise, we try to leave nights and weekends. So just, and I know your first year, you want to be flexible and you want to, you're a go-getter and, but if somebody's thinking about getting into real estate, please consider it doesn't have to be all nights and weekends. You can make it normal business hours.
Well, and what's also important to remember is we've become such more of a virtual world where virtual showings have really taken place. And so we've actually, to make it work a little bit better with our schedule, we had things going on with the kids. We've actually recorded whole showings and then had them watch and get on a text chain and ask questions and go back and forth. And just to manage the schedule a little better, there's a lot of great tools out there for first year and for people who have been doing it a long time.
Yeah, and I really don't like virtual showings and buying sight unseen. I absolutely hate it. But during COVID, we had to do what we had to do, and I bet you half of our showings were virtual, and a good percentage of our purchases were sight unseen, and we just, you know, we had to make it work. But we take so many precautions, you know, home inspections via FaceTime or WhatsApp or whatever you're using, Skype. Just want there to be no surprises for a buyer. So, nope, that's a good point, Lisa. You talked about houses. This is Alaska breaking down. I mean, I think I said in a previous show, I think we had 5 foundations fail, whether we were on the list side or the buy side. I don't think I've had a foundation fail, maybe one in 18 years. So it's been the year of foundations, crazy stuff. Everything's breaking. I think a lot of houses that maybe haven't been on the market before coming out of the woodwork because there's so low inventory. But what's some of that craziness you've seen with houses, repairs, inspections?
Yeah, I think definitely foundation we've seen. I think I'm not surprised being born and raised in Alaska. I'm not necessarily surprised by the homes here. I think our clients are surprised by homes here. And so I think that...
So Jamie, pronounce your last name for me.
It's Napolsky.
And you're born and raised in Delta?
I am born and raised in Delta, yes, yes.
Deltoid?
I am, yes. My father was Alyeska. So we came here and have been here for a very long time.
Okay.
But I think that I always call Alaska, I think Alaska is unique. And I think that I like to prepare clients that it's going to be unique. It's not necessarily like anything that they've seen. I mean, I've walked in and in the living room was the toilet. And that is very shocking to somebody that's not expecting a toilet to be not in a bathroom. And that's sometimes how a cabin is laid out. So we just, you know, I think the great part is that we just keep looking until we find the right house. And I know I'm sidetracking a little bit, but I think that that's probably the one thing that I have seen, you know, just things falling apart a little bit. Roofs need to be replaced. They're older. Right now, I think maintenance is probably the big thing just because there's not a lot of repair going on. There's not a lot of people able to do repair. I think you've probably seen the same thing. So, and people are trying to get things on the market because we can't wait another year or two.
And sellers, a lot of time, don't have to. I mean, it's a seller's market, and they're like, yeah, let's put my house on the market and probably going to sell it as is.
So. Yes, yes. And then I've seen some things that we're just pleasantly surprised by. I think people have done a lot of work, and I think there's some real gems out there. And so, you know, I think you're just really looking to find the right house for the right person. But I've definitely seen, I mean, you know, yards that are a jungle. People are like, oh, I want this fantastic yard. It's falling apart. The fences are falling apart. Roofs need to be replaced. Foundations are cracked. Things are sinking. The heat is going, or heating hasn't been replaced in 25 years. It's on its last leg. I think where I've been really lucky is people that are coming in to do the inspection work are fantastic. They're really providing the buyers a fantastic punch list. They're telling them what they need to get as far as having maybe the sellers replace some of the things up front, or things that they need to do. And they're really giving some fantastic advice to buyers. So I think we've been really lucky on that front.
And I think we've talked about this on other shows. Even though you have an inspection report from 2 months ago or 2 years ago, it really behooves you to go out and get another inspection. And FYI, they're not going to go back through for $200 and look the stuff over to see if stuff got done from 2 months ago or 2 years ago. They're going to charge you the full $550 or $600, so you might as well get a full-fledged inspection. So just FYI to buyers, and I think I've said this in previous shows, I almost won't be part of a transaction if you're not going to get a home inspection. It's just so all sorts of wrong. So
yeah.
just make sure you're getting a home inspection so you know what you're getting into. It's so worth the money.
And I know you've mentioned this before, but when you have an inspection report on file, we like to bring a different inspector through, because one home inspector might see one thing and another might see another, and it just gives a wider view of the property inside and out. And we think it's sometimes a great idea to have two different people get eyeballs on it.
Yeah, and make sure you consult a professional. I mean, inspectors miss things, and in the 18 years we've been doing this, we've seen inspectors miss things, and they're human beings, and so that's another reason to get a second set of eyeballs on it. So. But yeah, talk to a professional and make sure they recommend who maybe they'll use if they were buying a house.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I think we've gotten great advice. And I think you gave me really fantastic advice when I started. You said, you know, if you're seeing things, point that out to the inspector. And because sometimes you don't know what you might see, because you might be looking at something specifically, or your buyer might be looking at something that's so specific to them. But your engineer has 50 things that they're trying to do on their punch list that they may not have, you know, they might graze right over that. But if you're pointing out, like, well, did you notice this, or you're asking questions, they're really paying attention to the things that, you know, you're right, they're human, they may have missed those things. So we've definitely together, I think we're working as a team to make sure we're getting all the things for the buyer.
And go ahead, Lisa.
And especially when you're walking through and someone really wants that open concept, bring that up with your home inspector as you're walking through the property to make sure that the house can be an open concept and won't require significant re-engineering and beams and walls you think can come down, can't come down. But just pointing those things out to the inspector, they're not going to be able to read the mind that someone wants to tear every wall down on the first floor.
Yeah, it's very common for people want to open up their kitchen, and you know, they might tell you need to put a lamb beam up, or you know, if it's load bearing. But it's a great time to do it. You might as well get your money's worth. Or if you want to add a garage or add onto the house, or you know, it's a time to ask those questions. And then of course, it's a great time to get educated on the home. So. Jamie, tell me what you've learned. What lessons have you learned? What have you taken away your first year?
And yeah.
Then we'll go to break.
Yeah, I think lessons that I've learned is ask questions. You know, I think that you can't be valuable to your team if you're not asking questions. I think definitely learn from everybody. So I think when you have other realtors and you have a broker, you should be listening and learning from them. They have invaluable experiences. They have learning lessons. I mean, I look at it like, I don't care that I have experience in all these other things or that I'm bringing this knowledge. And it's not that I wouldn't share those experiences. I need to learn from you all, because you've been there. You've been on the ground. You're doing those things. And I'd be naive to not take that experience and try to learn from that.
Perfect. Thank you, Jamie.
And we're going to continue to speak with Jamie and find out some of the misconceptions of entering the real estate industry and some of the things that really surprised her. We'll be right back.
Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard returns right after this on 97.5 FM KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Hi, this is Kirk and Lisa Maynard with Next Home Arctic Sun Realty.
We've been handling residential, commercial, and property management in Fairbanks for decades.
And nobody knows the market better.
Selling season is here, and the time to sell your home is now.
Here at Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, we offer exceptional visibility through high-end photography, along with Matterport 3D tours to showcase each home.
And each office is independently owned and operated.
So call us today, 456-4653.
Or online at nexthomearcticsun.com.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, and then the Trax Outdoor Show with Mike Hajdukovic, sponsored by Trax Outdoor Center at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food in Fairbanks. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM. Streaming live at KFARradio.com, the heartbeat of Alaska. Now, we return to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio. Brought to you by Next Home Arctic Sun Realty. Now your hosts, Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
Welcome back. We are talking with Jamie, who's just finished her first year in the real estate industry. And we're going to move on to find out, what do you think is one of the biggest misconceptions that you found moving from into real estate?
I think that, you know, maybe that you get all these leads or that it's going to be really easy. It is easy in the sense that you can get out there and talk, and there are lots of leads because anybody is your potential client, I think, as long as you consider that. But I think that you have to imagine that everybody here is somebody that you need to be, like, potentially talking to, and you need to talk a lot. I mean, I have met people at the bank. I've met people at Fred Meyer. I've met people at the gas station. I think that you have to imagine that you're always on and you're always doing business, because you never know who potentially needs you as a client, and you don't, people aren't really walking into the office, especially now with COVID. They're not really walking in and like, hi, I need to buy a house, and then they're funneled into your offices. Your office is everywhere you go.
And you'd be surprised, people actually like to talk real estate, and that's, I think it's on a lot of people's minds. And the big question I always get is when I run into somebody, oh, you're in real estate, what's the market like?
Yes.
And that's the first thing that usually comes out of their mouth. So I think as a real estate professional, you need to have at least three key points to be able to tell people what's going on with the market. And you know, we stay on top of our stats, and I've probably bored you guys to death on the show with information. But yeah, people actually like to talk real estate. So, you know, luckily for you, you're smart, and you engage people. And like you said, you know, everybody out there is a potential client. And that's a good point for first-time person.
And another thing, I think Jamie's done an excellent job of engaging her spheres of influence, and she has a number of different spheres of influence, and they're all aware that she has made the shift, and all of a sudden not expecting, just doing it as more of a, hey, I've changed things up, all of a sudden she's finding out, oh, well, I, by the way, also need to do something real estate-wise. Now you're connected and you've done a really good job of marketing yourself to the many things you're involved with.
Yeah, and I would say that you need to keep reminding people, because I think it's not that they forget, but you're just always reminding them what you're doing, because they really are looking. I mean, I've even reached out to faculty, old advisors, you know, just keeping in touch with them. And then they're like, well, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm in real estate. It's been really busy. And then they're just like, oh, my gosh, I'm actually thinking of selling. I'd love to work with you. And even though they knew I was going in this direction or this is what I'm doing, they forget that. And, you know, because, again, that's not the first thing on their mind. But then they're very comfortable because they're having a conversation with somebody that they trust or somebody that they're working with. And I would say that's also something that I felt like was really valuable, and something we had talked about a little bit in the class, but something that I felt like was really enhanced in our brokerage was just the professionalism. You know, you are working with friends and you are working with people that you know. And I still, even though they are my friends, I'm still treating them like a client because they're
good.
Still. You know, I still want everything in writing for them. I still want them to have everything contractually. I still want them to be able to look at emails. I want it to be, it can still be super friendly, but it still needs to be completely professional for them. Because it might be their first house and they should still be able to have that same treatment. And I think sometimes as realtors or people that maybe are independent workers, we can think like, oh, well, they're our friends. We'll just treat them like friends. And we're just doing the work for them, but we're not really doing the work, if that makes sense. It can be not as professional as it needs to be. And to me, I feel like we can still have these great conversations and be fun and be funny and be our own personalities. But I still think it still needs to be incredibly professional, even if we're helping our clients that are friends. And that's something that I think is really stressed in our brokerage. And I really have appreciated that. And I think my clients have appreciated that.
And I really think consumers should do their homework. I mean, one might know more than one more realtor or mortgage lender or so forth. And just, it's a business transaction and do your homework. We've had a friend, not with a realtor level thing, but make some choices because they were friends on Facebook. And it maybe that's not necessarily the best way to vet someone that you're asking to do professional services with, and can become difficult if you're not keeping those boundaries up.
Yeah,
that's such a good point, you guys. And it's easier if you know, they're not asking you for a discount. You're not asking them for a discount. Everybody just pays full price. And maybe I've given this example before, but, you know, if I do real estate for my dad, I charge him full price. And, you know, I rent from him. I pay market price. So
yeah.
it keeps it easy if everybody's just keeping it on a professional level. So, no,
yeah.
It's a great point.
And I think last I would say that you really just park your ego. You know, like to me, if I've offered, you know, friends, I'm like, if it makes it uncomfortable, then I'll recommend somebody else in the brokerage. Like, I still want you to have great customer service and I still want you to get what you need. But sometimes maybe I'm just not the right fit, or maybe our personalities are not the right fit. You know, like maybe you just want somebody maybe it's you, Kirk. That's just a really much better fit for the client. And to me, I feel like we can do that. Like, that's something that I feel like in our brokerage, and maybe that's in every brokerage. I'm unsure. You know, I don't work for every brokerage. But I think that being able to refer within the brokerage, that's really important, that you're able to just say, wow, this just doesn't feel like a great fit. But maybe this is more your speed. As another realtor, I'd love to give this person to you. And vice versa. I think we're just really working as a team to make sure that the client is best represented and served. And that's just, I think that that's really worked well for us.
And I don't want to tout our brokerage necessarily, but what, I don't want to say what drew you to Next Home, but what tools do we have that you found beneficial? I know we've got everything's online. We've got our national brand behind us. They've got a ton of tools, training. We have, we're a paperless office. But what, as a new person, what has been beneficial to you out of those items?
Yeah, that definitely was a huge draw. I mean, coming from a university and an education background, going paperless is huge for me, just because I think that that better serves clients no matter where we are. Even though I will say we do still have some old school clients. So yes, being able to print, I get that that's important. Also, the training is important. I think continued education. I don't think you can ever stop learning no matter what job you're doing, because I think that especially in real estate, it's evolving. It's an evolving tool. And so, you know, trends are changing, markets are changing. The way we do business changes. COVID hit, that changed things. And so you have to be up to date on how the everything is working. And I think that Next Home definitely provides that. It also is a huge, not just within our own small company here in Alaska, but it's a huge company. And so, like, I just reached out to another realtor, another broker in another state to get help to assist a client in Maryland. Phenomenal service, phenomenal cool. customer service, all up front. I also didn't want a lot of hidden fees. That's really important to me. I really wanted transparency in a contract. You had all that. I just really appreciate that we kind of lay everything on the line. And it's not, I don't like to be surprised myself as an individual, and I don't want our clients to be surprised.
Excellent. I love continuing education. I'm huge on that. If you are thinking about getting into real estate, we are hosting a business planning class. I think it's November 30th. Mm-hmm. You can call into the office and double check that. But I think it's from 8 to 1-ish. It's just setting goals for next year and how to achieve those goals. And so it's a really, really good class. It'll be hosted live by Imran. He's one of the founders of Next Home. So we're really lucky to have him. It's going to be a great class. And I think since we won the food drive, I think we're going to have mimosas and muffins at least to start off with the day. So I encourage you guys to, if you think about real estate, it'd be a good one to come into. And you can talk about what your income goals will be for the year. Jamie, real quick, we've added featured homes. So is there any homes that you would like, properties that you'd like to feature?
Yeah. So we have just a couple listed. We have right now currently 4098 Dunlap Ave, which is a huge log home, absolutely stunning on the market. And then I also have 1210 Amanita Road, which is beautiful views out on Chena Hot Springs, 3-bed, 4-bath. So please come check those out if you are interested. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, how far out Chena Hot Springs Road, if someone's not necessarily familiar with this road?
Just a little bit, probably about 15 minutes down Chena. I think we're right before Nordale.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
And Fire District, that's huge.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. And beautiful. It's at the end of a private drive. Got stunning views, but yes. So please check those out.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And Jamie, if people wanted to get a hold of you, you've been awesome this year. I would use you if I were not in real estate. So how can somebody get a hold of you if they want to choose you to help them out?
Yeah. So, of course, you can come see us at Next Home, which is located. I normally just tell everybody we're over near Chowder House because that's probably the easiest way. And then look for us.
And all the roadwork's done if anybody's curious.
Yeah. And then but otherwise, you can call me at 907-378-2400. And that's probably the easiest way to reach me. I'm available via my phone all the time.
And she's very comfortable texting, too, because I know a lot of people are really shifting that way. We've seen it with a lot of our clients. So
yeah.
She is more than happy to text also.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, Jamie.
And please stay tuned for The Buzz.
You have been listening to Alaska Realty Today on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this program or past episodes, simply log on to KFAR.com and click the Archives tab to find Alaska Realty Today with Kirk and Lisa Maynard from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty, right here in Fairbanks. This has been a presentation of KFAR Radio, produced by Glenn Anderson, an Alaska Frontier Media Active production.